let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Luisa Morella Plancher's look at the current world situation in The Strength of the Nation has been called bold, engaging, and inventive. Luisa writes that we can make our nation great and strong by entering the same mindset of the prophets of old, because the brilliance of discovery and the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding are not our own, but of the spiritual power above, and we need to make America great and strong, not only for our sake, but also for the sake of all the nations on earth. Luisa is an Italian schoolteacher, married an American citizen, moved to the U.S. Here she earned her political science degree and pursued a career in social work. She started writing in 1980, and when President Trump appeared on the political scene, she decided to expand a concept she was working on to make America great again and help it become even greater. Luisa Morella Plancher, author of The Strength of the Nation, recommended by the U.S. Review and recipient of the Pacific Review Star awarded to books of excellent merit. And Luisa is with us on This Week in America. Luisa, welcome to the program. It is a pleasure to have you with us today.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for this nice opportunity.
Well, thank you for making some time to be with us to talk about this book, The Strength of the Nation, an award-winning book. Let's first of all talk about the message. What message do you hope comes through for the people who read The Strength of the Nation?
The message is that our future is going to be great. No matter what is going on today, it seems like we're all mixed up, but our future is going to be so wonderful, and everything is that the ancient philosophers and the ancient patriarchs talked about, most of these things are happening today.
And this is in the book, The Strength of the Nation. It's a very positive message by Luisa Morella Plancher. Book available at Amazon.com. We'll give you all this information throughout the program. URLinkPublishing.com as well. Give you all of that information so you can get information and order the book there as well. I mentioned in the beginning very briefly, this was something you'd been working on. President Trump comes on the scene and sort of the impetus for you to maybe take this a little bit further. What was the inspiration to write the book initially when you were thinking about it, and then when Trump became president to follow through with it?
Yes, when I was growing up in Italy, I was very poor, and my father belonged to soldier. He was a soldier with Mussolini, and then he was massacred because he found out that his Jewish friends were being killed in Germany, and so he joined a group of partisans, and then Mussolini and Hitler, they massacred the entire group, and so America came to help us just a week later, a few days later. The American and the Allies came and freed us from Hitler and Mussolini, and I'm thankful. And then after that, America helped Italy, and I am a recipient of the great things that America did to help us. I was put in a convent with nuns for 7 years. I was there in this boarding school, and I earned my degree in education. And so America and the allied nations, they helped me become a productive member of my society. And I can never forget that. And I have a heart full of gratitude. And now that I am so lucky to live in this country, to have married a wonderful American citizen who allows me to express myself, I am so lucky to be here, and I want to contribute to make America great and to continue with the American
Yes.
platform to help all the nations in the world also.
It's
Because
such.
America is not selfish. America is not selfish. America is for its own well-being and the well-being of
Yes.
all the world.
You have such a fascinating perspective in what you've been through and being here in the United States, moving to the United States and seeing what makes this country special. The book is The Strength of the Nation, Louisa Morella Plancher. That's Plancher. If you're Googling, the book is available wherever books are sold. We'll give this information as we go through the conversation here. What else inspires you? I love the passion that you have in writing this. And again, from the unique perspective that you had, what inspires you? What about life here in the U.S. really is motivational for you?
Yes, the life in U.S. is so wonderful. When I go out, we talk with people. I talk with the people, no matter if they're white, black, Chinese, Japanese. We are all together, and you can feel this togetherness. When I go out, we, the people of the United States, are united. No matter what we do, we are united and we love each other and we cooperate with each other. That's what I like about America.
Talk a little bit about the strength of the nation and what went into writing this. What I like about this, among many things, is the fact this is not really a political book. If somebody's thinking, I don't want to get involved in some big political book, this isn't, is it? It's very readable. It's very understandable. It's very relatable. This book is very clearly defined what you've done. Talk about going about that and making this book so we're all interested and we can learn something from it.
So, we have all these nice television networks like TBN, Compact, God TV. They're all Christian networks, and so they're not only in America, they are exporting the gospel of Jesus to all the countries in the world. And that's why they're allowing the angel of Revelation 11 to come around the world and proclaim the gospel of Jesus. So, and now that this gospel is being proclaimed all over the world, now is the time for the Jewish people to be saved. Because the Jewish people are not saved yet, but they are going to be the leaders of the kingdom of God. And so how can they become leaders? First, they need to recognize that Jesus is the king of this kingdom.
Yes.
And so we're going to help them.
Well, you mentioned, and this is so fascinating, that the major solutions are to be found in the religious arena. You talk about 9-1-1, and we sort of learn there that diplomacy, military interventions are not necessarily the answer. Talk about that because that's part of your whole concept of the strength of the nation. It's more than diplomacy, it's more than military.
Yes, it is for us to be united under the leadership of Jesus the Christ. And we, the American people, are going to become the prototype of the kingdom of God very soon. Because right now we have President Biden. Everyone is against President Biden. But what President Biden is doing, he is allowing God to put the stamp of approval to our nation to go to next level. Because how are we going to help these Jewish people?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and it really is important. It's in the book, The Strength of the Nation by Louisa Morella Plancher. There's so much in there, and talk about that because we seem to be at some point divided politically. And you talk about in talking about President Trump, some of the problems that he had as well. We all need to work together, don't we?
Yes. So Moses, when the Jewish people did not want to listen to him, Moses said, "I will provoke you to jealousy by people that are not yet people, and this foolish nation, and by a foolish, and by a foolish nation, I will anger you." Now, did you see that word foolish? That's what the President Trump, I mean, pre that's what President Biden is doing for us.
Yes.
He is mixing everything up so that in the eyes of the world, we look foolish. What he's doing this? Oh, that is crazy. Everyone doing things. No, he is allowing us to become that foolish nation that God has in mind to do the job that he wants to do. He wants us to become the leaders, to become the prototype of the kingdom of God.
And you point all of that out in the book, The Strength of the Nation. Louisa Morella Plantcher is our guest and the author. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. We'll give you that, and we have it posted on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How long did it take you to write The Strength of the Nation from the concept, and I'm sure it took some research and in putting this together. How long did it take to write this book?
So in 1980, I started to write. And by 1990, I had finished this book, The Angel of the Lord. I envisioned this angel who was helping me to figure things out. And so one paragraph of this book says, The Strength of the Nation. And when President Trump came to the White House saying that he wanted to make America great and strong, I read that paragraph right there. And so I had the same aspirations of President Trump. And so I prayed and prayed, and I asked God to help me. And then I came up with a lot of ideas, and I put them in this book to help President Trump to make America great and strong.
The book that Louisa is talking about, her book, The Strength of the Nation, Louisa Morella Plantcher, that's Plancher, if you're Googling. Book available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Sort of the motivation came from the president who was talking about Make America Great Again. Have you sent or are you going to send a copy of this to President Trump?
Yes, I sent him a copy the first time in 19 I mean in 2017 when he first went in office. So I wrote this book and I sent him a copy, and then he started doing all the things that I said in the book, because in the book I say we have to be friends with Russia, we have to be friends with North Korea, with China, and everything. And President Trump was doing all that, but he was misunderstood by the press and from other people. He was misunderstood. So that's why everyone needs to read my book, so that we are all in the same with the same mindset, and now we can come together with President Trump, because after we have received the stamp of approval that President Biden helped us to get, then we can tell President Biden, thank you. And then we can put President Trump back to the White House. And then with him, we can be the prototype of the kingdom of God. And then to Jewish people in Israel, they will say, whoa, what American is doing, we need to be doing. So we are going to make them jealous. And so That's when they will realize that they cannot wait anymore for the
Yes.
Messiah to come because their Messiah came 2,000 years ago.
Well, talk about, in boy, time is going by so quickly. The book is The Strength of the Nation. Louisa Morella Plancher, our guest on the program. I mentioned in the beginning the fact that it's really important for the United States to be strong, not only for us, but for all of the nations. How important is it for the United States to be strong and vital for the rest of the country, I'm sorry, the rest of the world?
Yes, the United States is known throughout the world for its generosity and for the good standing in religion area. The United States is mostly a Christian nation. There is freedom of religion, but we are mostly Christian. And so the United States helps the entire world. This nation has been the beacon of hope for humanity since the time it has begun. And so we need to become again the beacon of hope for humanity. And that's why we need to have America first right now, because right now we need to take care of the problems that are inside our nation. And then when we become strong again, then we can help the rest of the world again.
A couple minutes left in the program. What is your reaction when you read a newspaper or watch the news? I would almost think from time to time you think we're in the right direction. Then you read something and think, no, we took a step backwards today. Are we going in the right direction of making the U.S. strong again?
Yes, a little bit, a little bit, but the people need to read my book
Yes.
because once they read my book, they will understand. We need to come together and all together come with the President Trump and then become strong by addressing all the little problems that we have. And when we do that, then everything will come together for us.
Is that the takeaway as people read The Strength of the Nation? If they walk away with maybe one or two ideas, themes from the book, would that be it to come together? Is that the whole bottom line, the key to the strength of the nation?
Yes, we can demonstrate to the entire world that us, we come together here in the United States and we love each other, we cooperate with each other and help each other in time of needs. That's how the entire world can come together under the leadership of Jesus the Christ.
What has this been like for you? You in writing the book has received accolades, The Strength of the Nation, recommended by the U.S. Review, recipient of the Pacific Review Star, awarded to books of excellent merit. What has this been like to get the book out there and to get such positive response for the book?
I want everyone to read this book, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. I want to read because we need to come together and form the kingdom of God and help the Jewish people to take the leadership of the kingdom of God.
And you talk about that so eloquently in the book, The Strength of the Nation. Now, our guest is Louisa Morella Plancher. Louisa, Luisa Morella, Mirella, Plancher, Plancher, giving you all that. So if you go to Google, you'll get the right book, The Strength of the Nation. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. You are linkpublishing.com, book available there as well. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Louisa, it's been a pleasure. I love your enthusiasm. Thank you so much for being with us and bringing us a very important message on the program today. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. You take care.
You
Nice
as
to
well.
meet you.
Nice having you with us, Louisa Morella Plancher, author of The Strength of the Nation. All the information on book availability at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program, right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.